on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Residents of the Ilembe district have added their voice to the agenda of the G20 summit. They voiced their concerns and solutions at a G20 stakeholders dialogue on KZN's north coast. The GCIS is touring the province to get input from ordinary citizens that will be included in the build-up to the G20 leaders summit in November. This resident says world leaders must work together for peace. An Ilembe councillor says countries must also plan together to deal with disease outbreaks.
Communicable diseases have become the very big thing with this time of COVID. I think we need to give more priority to that and zoom into how do we plan going forward, not just the COVID, but the new strains that are coming up.
KZN GCIS Director Ndala Mgadi says it's important that locals' views are heard.
We have been in Umkhanyakude district, Ugu district. Next month we are going to Zululand.
There's an active crime scene in Inanda, north of Durban. It's understood at this stage that multiple suspects have been shot dead. Information coming from that area is that there was a shootout with police. This is a developing story and police have been reached for comment. To the Eastern Cape, Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Nkabane says the rising violence at universities is alarming. This comes after the Deputy Vice Chancellor of the Walter Sisulu University was killed. It's understood that Sinethemba Mpambane was shot and killed at the Mthatha campus yesterday. It follows the recent killing of student Sisonke Mbolekwa during a protest. Ministry spokesperson Kamagwini Mabovana says the minister has demanded an immediate review of security protocols.
This brutal killing must not only be condemned, but must serve as a call to action to restore peace, safety and dignity to our institutions.
Meanwhile, Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has just visited the site of the shooting.
We don't know the motive. And it doesn't look like they took anything because his laptop, some cash was found in the car and his cell phones were also found in the car. So surely the motive can be robbery, something else, because nothing was taken from him.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for urgent global efforts to de-escalate tensions between Israel and Iran, urging all parties to pursue dialogue over conflict. Ramaphosa says diplomacy must prevail to prevent further loss of life and economic fallout.
The disputes between Israel and Iran now should be solved through dialogue without resorting to further airstrikes, to further bombs. Lives are being lost. And it is actually having a devastating blow on the economies of the world.
Durban, a high of 22 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 23. Richards Bay, 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyam.